back up then.
Make a motion to go out of closed session.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to come out of closed session. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Jort, good to see you.
Good to be seen. Better than you.
Get my glasses off.
She told us she was going to maybe show up on television, so we've been looking for you there a little bit.
I missed the last one. That was kind of an odd deal. About missed this one. Got here and the door was locked.
Yeah.
We're pretty high tech nowadays to get in here.
I guess.
You gotta have the right app to get in.
Yeah.
You don't even have to do.
Okay, well, we'll go over the minutes then. If you guys want to go over the minutes for a second, look them over and make sure they're correct from last meeting.
I wasn't here.
Anything on the minutes need to be changed? A motion to approve the minutes?
I'll second.
We got a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, minutes are approved from last meeting. Next on the agenda is the review the request of qualifications for feasibility study for the water development along the Fremont River. We put that in the paper, and Jaquel had 10,
mm-hmm.
10 people that was interested, 10 firms, I guess you would say, 10 firms on that. This is what she sent out. All of you have a... And so the deadline for that's tomorrow, right? Yesterday?
16th? I think I read that wrong. So it looks like
June 20th.
Questions were by June 11th. Responses to questions June 16th. They're due June 25th.
25th.
Yeah. Okay. So you got till next week. Consult interviews. Yeah. Yep. 25th.
And I talked to Kelly about that just a little bit, and that's something we was asking in that last meeting, where they get the money, and that's something that they go get. They go after that to make the study. So, anyways, that's something that they go after. So, talk to him a little bit about it.
At least Kelly Chapel.
Whoever we decide is best qualified. Yeah, so, and that's something that we'll have to decide after we get all the applications in, so.
Who's all your guys so far?
The only one I know, well, I think there was Kelly.
That's Enzyme.
Enzyme, and then there was
Jones and DeMille?
Jones and DeMille, I believe, and then the other ones weren't local.
Because Jones and DeMille asked me about it, just in passing.
Okay, so before we leave today, I guess we ought to decide if we're going to try to meet again at the end of June, 1st of July, and award that, or what we're going to do, so, before we leave today.
Yeah, if you're going to have, so consultant interviews, that you probably just want to have maybe 3 or 4. You don't need the whole board for that, I would recommend.
Yeah.
And the selection, maybe whatever they recommend, and then come to the board sometime in July, if I'm reading that right. But really, for questions, you probably only want a couple of three.
Yeah.
Now, that's the way I've seen them in the past. Is that the way you've done them?
Yeah.
So you kind of review it.
Take
it down to a couple, and we'll bring that to the board.
Okay. Any questions on that?
Did the NRCS ever do theirs? They're supposed to do one on the reservoir building.
Something fell through on that one. That was been, 5 years ago, 6 years ago.
And there's the government's going to pay for it.
Yeah, they give us $30,000 to look into doing it. And that's as far as it went.
Nobody ever did that.
It didn't go past there. Well, that's the old administration. Part of which I was.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can leave that open if she's free.
Okay, well, we'll put something together for that at the end of the meeting. If you're okay with that. And I know it wasn't on here, but Tyrese was supposed to come in. It was on the agenda you sent out. I know that David had some concerns about the golf course down to Bicknell that we talked about last meeting, so you wasn't here for that. But.
No, but I've heard.
And it was gonna, what John had to say, or whatever. But we just told Ty to come back in a meeting or two, and we talked to him about it, that he should come in today. So.
Just so you know, that's a long shot.
Long time also is probably going to take from water users down the country. We can all on a spring day, the golf also see right now today that's dropped off. We can put another well on there.
There's really
with that was 100 acres, 150 acres, what was it, 300 acres.
Yeah, it was 250 to 300.
Yeah, I'm concerned.
Well, you got, if there's required to dig it on that side of the valley, it's nothing saying that they can find anything. reason Bicknell went to the other side too.
Right.
So I don't think they, they'll find any water on that side.
Well, I think the spring ditch runs off that side.
You sure?
It comes up your way, doesn't it? The springs are on this side of the river. And we've already got the Blue Well, and we've got the Edwards Well out there, pulling off that. And I'm not too sure that what Derek's pulling isn't pulling away from the spring ditch. I can't see into there, but I'm concerned. That's a lot of water.
It's a lot of water.
Well, and as you know, the water rights, Division of Water Rights doesn't offer issue irrigation wells. At all. That's why I say it's an extreme.
I know, but they're thinking on recreation on this stuff, and that would be priority over some other.
Maybe.
But that side of a well.
Because this whole basin is on the verge of being shut down. It's going to get to where, like we have to do on the, they have to do on the Sevier and everywhere else. They have to take a share from one place to put into the water.
This
basin's really close. They don't know when they're going to do it, but it's going to happen soon. So that's why I say, but yeah, it's a great concern. But I really don't think the Division of Water Rights will issue it, even think about it.
That's what I was talking about. You don't know.
But the way they're starting to tighten down on a lot of the home ones, for example. As far as like with our planning and zoning, they've came in and talked to us several times about, it's really close to just shutting things down. And you know they won't issue, we can't use any of this water up here for irrigation because of that very reason right there.
Yeah, you can't tell.
And so that's why, as I've thought about it, I think that'll shut it down right there. I don't think the water rights will pass it on. But, we don't have to issue it to them either, so.
Well, that's where I'm coming from. If they issue it to them, if we issue it to them and they drill a well and the water rights prove it's right, I think we better think about that.
If they hooked in with Bicknell Town, for example, there's not a whole lot we could do with that. That would be a municipality type of thing. And that's the only way. That's the only way. I can see that happening. So.
Well, when Ty comes back in, we'll talk to him a little bit more.
Yeah, I don't know if he's checked with water rights yet or not.
We'll have to ask him if he does.
If he hasn't. If he hasn't, we'll probably better go that far before he goes too much further. So.
Okay.
Down the country, get down to some of that lower country, that's where a lot of this water can get you. They can drill wells and do all kinds of stuff down there. Hanksville.
Yeah.
But not here.
Not up in this basin. It's all adjudicated.
Yep. Okay, we'll move down the list. Val, he actually has put the at-large, so he said that he wants to extend his, wants to continue being on the Water Conservancy Board. Haven't seen anything from Stan. Stan was supposed to put something together.
What about this guy? You want to stay on?
I think he's got another year, doesn't he?
He'll do it next year.
It says Hanksville.
It's Hanksville. Well, that's Hanksville, not Kingsville.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But we talked about, in the last meeting, we talked about combining Hanksville and Canesville, but the attorney wanted to go through the bylaws, and there might be something that has to change.
You'd have to change the bylaws.
And he's not here.
And then you'd have to get rid of two. You can't get rid of one, so we have an odd number.
Okay. So you have to have an odd number?
We need an odd number.
Okay.
Yeah, at least all the other boards. I don't remember exactly where that is, but yeah, it says odd. 5 or 7.
Okay.
5, 7, 9.
Okay. Well, maybe we talk to Stan and see if he's going to do it.
He needs you to continue to want to, because you got a neighbor down there that wants to, and we don't want her.
I know. We don't want her in there.
We don't want her, do we? I'm
a little bit tired.
Yeah, from my experience, it's only very little. It didn't take me long to, yeah.
She stopped by today and told me it was pinch for her.
Yeah, as long as you'll stay. Yeah, thanks.
Okay, so maybe I'll try to get a hold of Stan about Jeff Ecker. See, I'll talk to him. He's supposed to come up and see me in the next couple of weeks.
Well, but no, we'll see. Be good on Jason's not the only one of farms down there anymore.
Yeah. Jeff farms a little last week. Cave does very well. It doesn't look good. It might be good. He's young. But he's what order they get to. So.
Does Meekum still farm anything down there?
That's part of what Cave's doing.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Might get Justin to come, but I don't know.
I don't know if he's farming all of it, but I know he's farming some of the Meekum for us, right?
Yeah.
Cave's
farming that old Morford place.
The old Morford place, yeah. And the one Crowley uses is Meekum's, but there's probably Morford's too. It's a goat farm.
It's a goat farm.
It's a goat farm.
Well, we'll keep thinking about Hanksville. If you'll think about it for a minute, let us know.
I'd rather keep Hanksville on with nobody coming than have to cut two off.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
To combine.
Just looking at how hard it is.
Yeah, to combine that.
Yeah.
So I think at this point, we have to appoint someone, right?
What's that?
At this point, we have to appoint them. Because the applications were due June 1st.
We give a name.
Yeah.
Name.
So if you guys want to come, if you guys want to come up with a name, then even, because we're going to have a meeting in June.
In July.
July. So if you guys want to come up with names for July, then we can give them to you.
Point.
Because we don't have another commission meeting until July anyway. Right?
Yeah.
Margaret Ray might be a good one. She's on the president of the Camille Company. She does a pretty good job. Margaret Ray.
Oh, yeah.
Kate's mother-in-law. Her grandmother-in-law. She does a good job with the canal.
Okay, do we need to go over anything with the financial thing? Budget?
The budget, everyone has a copy. It hasn't changed much since, I can't talk, has not changed much since our last meeting. Just a check to our attorney and a small deposit from the county. So we're still looking okay there.
So the accountant, Roberts, never did, they didn't charge us anything?
No. Nope, it just took us a few minutes and they helped me work through it, so.
Yeah, they came. It's like, it's a call and just a courtesy to come and take care of it, so.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad they did, huh?
Yeah, hopefully I can figure it out for next year, but yes.
Did you check with Malcolm Arrow on that CD?
I have not. I can reach out to them. It
You already, all that is renewed?
No, it automatically had renewed before our meeting last time. Our next one will renew in October. But I'll check and see what their rates are, and then someone had mentioned to let Don know what those rates are and see if he can help. He's still there through the end of...
End of August.
August.
Yep.
Told me he's gonna be, he's staying.
But he's
not gonna be in charge.
Correct. Yes.
So, hey, that's all he told me.
Yeah, he's gonna be there, just not the main man.
Any switching offices?
Yeah, you might have to go to Teasdale to find him.
You're just about old enough to retire. Isn't he, Jake?
Yeah. You'll check with Mountain America?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When do you want to meet again?
Yeah,
July 8th. July something?
That's from the commission that name, right?
Their next meeting will be July 6th. July 1st is a Wednesday.
Or the next one would be?
The 20th.
Oh, I thought it was four.
July 4th.
Saturday? Perfect.
You better not do it close to that holiday.
If you'll have those, your RFQs mm-hmm. to...
The mm-hmm. RFQs, yeah.
RFQ. So you want to make sure you have enough time to take care of that.
So let's have it the Wednesday before your third... Before the third...
Before the 20th?
So that would be the 15th?
15th. July 15th.
Okay.
Sure.
5 o'clock work for everyone?
No, you'll keep that so we can give that to the commissioners when we approve mm-hmm. that. Okay. I'll get a hold of Stan and see if he'll text you something or write something.
Okay.
Says he's gonna
I'm surprised he didn't. Hasn't he already? He didn't do that.
He hasn't been to the last.
I thought
he wasn't here last.
Mm-hmm. We'll see if he wants to stay on for sure.
July 15th, 5 o'clock. Okay.
And do you want me to take care of getting this RFQ down to three or four people?
When I get them in, I'll start sending them to you.
Okay.
Or you can look at them on through email. Does that work?
Yep.
Okay.
I think you've gone through enough of them kind of things that you've probably got a pretty good idea.
Okay, I'll do that.
I'm sure you will. So.
Anything else?
What's your latest on the Green River water?
Yeah, we just had a closed session.
That's what it was for? Sorry.
No, it's all good. So I guess we can adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. We got a motion and a second to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.